Midweek Minute with the superintendent and Dr. Michelle Eller. All right, Dr. Eller, we are continuing our focus on Fine Arts Month. Last week, we spoke with the directors of the bands at Silicon City Schools. And this week, we're focusing on the visual arts. Who do we have here today?
Yes, so we have Ms. Brooke Garrett, who is our elementary visual art teacher. And we have Mr. J.C. Reams, who is our middle school visual art teacher and also does high school TV production.
It's good to have y'all both here this morning.
Thank you.
Happy to be here.
Y'all, you know, we were talking a little bit before we started here just about some of the accolades that the students have achieved. But before we get to that, let's just talk about the implementation of visual arts really quick, because this is not something that was really strongly pursued prior to your tenure here as superintendent. So explain to the listeners and our stakeholders why it's so important and what has been done since it began.
So we know, you know, as I mentioned before, just the importance of arts education last week in academics. But, you know, arts foster student creativity. They foster confidence and critical thinking skills. And so we wanted to create an environment where we were cultivating these skills all the way from pre-K. And so we didn't want middle school or high school to be the first time that these students were exposed to art. We didn't want it to be just a sprinkle. We wanted to have a clear plan and pathway, like I said, beginning all the way through. And so on the onset of my tenure here in 21, the first two individuals that were hired were Brooke Garrett to do elementary art and Lindsay Lewis to do elementary music. And we'll have her on the show after spring break. And so with that, that gives us continuity all the way through. So they work one semester in one school and then they flip. So while students are learning art at Indian Valley, students at Pinecrest are learning music. And then Lindsay and Brooke are able to swap places for the second semester. And so this allows our students, like I said, to have that continuity all the way through. And then having JC at the middle school, then once our students walk into that building, they've already had this exposure to the visual arts beginning at pre-K. Now he's able to really take that exposure and start with the techniques that we know you need to be honed in on to be that artist that some of them aspire to be.
So one thing that we had just talked about just prior to us coming on was that none of this is considered a coloring class.
No.
We want to be very clear. This is not coloring. This is art. Art in a sense that you are winning awards for and being recognized for. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that specifically, Brooke, when it comes to what your students at an elementary level have achieved. And then we'll go to JC about what happens at the higher level of education. What are these students achieving right now in an elementary world?
So this year I submitted four students to the State Superintendent Visual Arts Competition, and I had submitted three fifth graders from last year and then one fourth grader from last year. So they submitted their work they did the previous year to this competition, and all the public schools in Alabama can submit artwork. They can submit up to 10 artworks in elementary and up to 10 in secondary. Not all of them get presented at the Capitol, but all four of our students that we submitted did get presented at the Capitol. So we got to take a field trip with our students and their students' families up to the Capitol building, and they got to see that their artwork that they worked so hard on is displayed in a major prominent building in Alabama. And I think they thought that was pretty neat. And it's pretty impressive for these students to be able to have work that is quality enough to be in this competition, because I teach 900 students and I only submitted four of them. So they're pretty impressive artists. And I know that they're only going to continue that work as they get to middle school. They're going to hone in on those techniques and just get even more impressive, I'm sure.
Without a doubt.
Right. That's, and if you think these students, you know, at this point have had Ms. Garrett for the past 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she's been able to watch them from the onset.
Right.
Where their, budding artist techniques, might be, and then cultivate that to this point. And, you know, you have to think we have magnet schools for art, for the arts in our state. So you had magnet schools that submitted work as well.
Absolutely.
And so you had Sylacauga students, you know, with artwork displayed right next to a school that only focuses on the arts.
That's so impressive.
Right.
Oh, man, that's got to make you feel great.
Yeah. It was exciting. It was exciting. That's awesome. Exciting for them to see their artwork, for them to see other pieces of art. You know, I think they enjoyed that almost as much as walking through the room and saying, wow.
Yeah,
I like that. Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, I could do that. I've got one of those at the house. So it was just, you know, it was such a neat experience for them and really for their families, for them to be recognized. And we also recognized the students last week at our board meeting. We focused on the arts.
Absolutely.
And so, and got to see some other works that aren't displayed at the Capitol, but now are displayed at our central office from both elementary and middle schools.
You know that they're learning such formidable skills at your level. And then when they get to the middle school level, JC, they are, you were saying it so eloquently just a little while ago before we came on, that they're learning the why and the technique behind what they're doing, right?
Yeah, I think a lot of what I try to do at least is take art, which is usually seen as fun. And for the kids who want to go farther, I push them in like a more academic way. Because as they go on, art will eventually become more academic. And they're going to have theory classes if they keep pursuing this past high school. So I just start introducing them to artists and stuff. Board meeting last week, I had some art up that was like inspired by like Frida Kahlo's self-portraits. So I'm introducing them to contemporary modern artists and getting them to understand why they did it and what they did to go into it and their upbringing. And I also like to champion to them personally that they, as Southern artists, are kind of an enigma. I feel like a lot of times in the South, art education isn't seen to be as important as the other things. So that's why I'm very thankful for Dr. Eller to allow us to have this.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the more Southern artists we get in the world, the more likely is they will come from Sylacauga. And I think that's kind of a beautiful thing to have. Right.
That's
a Southern
so
artist.
Great.
Yeah, you know?
I mean, if you think about, you think about, you know, we're the Marble City.
Of course.
We've got the sculpture, you know, festival coming up soon.
Yeah.
You know, and we are creating the same, you know, trajectory of artists right here.
So. Yeah.
And so, you know, would it be great that, you know, to see our own students out there, you know, sculpting and not having to bring, that we don't mind people coming from all over.
Yeah.
The world is sculpt, but
more homegrown involvement.
Correct.
And talent.
Yes. Correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Most definitely.
Wow. That is such. I love the way that you put that, JC. That's so encouraging. Talk about the way that you teach, how you teach, where you teach. Do we have dedicated rooms? Are you doing it in the classroom? Field trip? Like, give us a broad perspective of the environment.
And any events that also are upcoming too as well.
Yeah. So I teach at Indian Valley the first semester. So that's pre-K through second grade. I usually see them once or twice a week. So 30-minute classes once or twice a week. And then the second semester, I'll be at Pinecrest. And I also teach 30-minute classes there once, twice a week. And then we have a show at each one of those. So I have a dedicated Indian Valley show, and then I have a dedicated Pinecrest show. And that is for the reason of I want everyone's artwork to be presented in something.
Mm-hmm.
Because I teach every single kid in the elementary world, not all of them can go on to competitions or go on to the district show because it's just too many of them. But I do have a dedicated show at the end of the semester at Indian Valley and the end of the semester at Pinecrest in order to be able to present everyone. And the past several years, we've done kind of a glow-in-the-dark black light theme.
That's fun.
It's really fun for the children.
It's so fun.
It's so fun for the children. They love it, and they love the neon paint and get to paint in the black lights, and they get to see their art come alive. And so in December, we had our Indian Valley art show, and we called it Grow and Glow. So we had like bugs and flowers.
I love it.
Think pre-K through second grade. It was really cute.
Yes, it was. And there's something about them walking down the hall and saying, that's mine.
Yeah.
My, you know, artwork. You know, I had to take both boys. I had to take their picture in front of their artwork.
Sure.
You know, one might have looked a lot better than the other, but, you know, there's just something about walking down that hall and, you know, feeling the pride of, I created that.
Yes.
Like, it's on the wall.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a big deal to get your art on the wall in elementary school. Yes. It's a big accomplishment. It's almost as good as being the first in the line.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So at Pinecrest, our art show will be on May 14th. We'll be doing kind of a retro throwback theme. So we're studying artists from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Things like Andy Warhol, Jen Stark's not from the 80s, but we're going to do some of that too. We're doing like pop art, and we're working on some like disco balls right now and some lava lamps and working on painting with values. That's kind of where we're at right now. You ask about a classroom. I do have a dedicated classroom at both schools, so I have two classrooms.
That's awesome. And JC, what about you?
I'm pretty much in the same boat. I have a dedicated classroom here at Nichols Lawson Middle School. And then I have a classroom at the high school. And I would like to say the high school does have some artists. I didn't tell any of the kids that I was the art teacher there.
Yeah.
But they eventually found me anyway. So I've had a lot of kids come to my classroom and show me what they've made.
That's awesome.
And I'm really blown away by like what they do at the high school level without there being like a dedicated art class there. Like they still pursue it to the extent where I'm like, wow, you guys are like, you're so dedicated to your craft. And I find a sketchbook or two in my closet at the middle school and I give it to them sometimes.
Yeah.
But you know, you have to do stuff like that because it's like art is expensive. Paper is expensive. Sure. So for us to allow a lot of these kids to have access to all these materials, it's quite frankly like amazing because it's like beyond just like traditional education. Art itself is expensive. You have people going in debt and like graduate school or whatever to just have access to these materials. Yeah. So for us to allow each child to have access to it is, I think, amazing. You know, I think that's a great thing.
I would say, you know, we couldn't make all of this possible if it was not one for the support from our city, for the funds that we get from our city, and two, for the grants that we receive from the foundation.
Yes,
sure.
A lot of those grants have helped fund our programs and fund supplies and all of those things. We have a very good partnership with our local arts council. I was able to serve many years on arts avenues as well. Mm-hmm. So I know the struggle with supplies and all of that. And so we are really, really blessed to have partnerships here in Sylacauga that also see the importance of the arts and see the importance of that exposure for our students.
Without a doubt. You know, we were talking also, and I know we always talk before we talk, right? And so I'm always referencing things that we talked about. But as we wrap up here, you know, I think I can start with JC and then move over to Brooke. Art is really for everyone. Mm-hmm. And it's not, I think, you know, that I'm thinking back to my elementary years myself, and, you know, you also reflected on that. You know, you can be an athlete and be taking an art class. You can be in the band and do art, visual art. And it's not, it literally is for everyone.
Right.
And, you know, Brooke, you mentioned, you know, there's no wrong answer in art. Mm-hmm. I think that would be great for you to touch on, but JC, how do you take that element and then inspire students that might not have ever given art a thought or, you know, want to pursue it in that way?
I think it's an interesting thing because it's like a lot of like, I don't know, I would probably have to thank Brooke for this. I do have a lot of boys in sixth grade who are sports oriented and they tend to like art. They take a lot of like the traditional competition aspect of it and they use it to hone in on what they enjoy, which I think is very impressive. And it's not just one boy, it's multiple boys. But to even have, I was telling someone about this, for me to even have 31 pieces of art at the show, at the meeting last week, and for me to have even more to show is, I think that's insane.
Yeah.
Just to have art where it's like, this represents our district enough to where I would show it to the board and the city and everyone around
us.
And
it's really good.
It's amazing. And with that too, the kids, I have kids that are in choir, I have kids that are in band, I have kids that are sports, choir, band, And I think a lot of it is it just gives them an outlet that's slightly different from each one. But it's kind of like the more traditional aspect of education where it's like a well-rounded student is good at about everything. Sure. They're good mm-hmm. in the athletic sense. They're good in the traditional academic sense. And they're well-versed in the arts. And I think that's exactly what we need to come out of Sylacauga school system. They'll really make an impact on hopefully our community and whatever it is beyond that.
You know? That's perfectly said.
Brooke? Lovely. Well, I kind of start my students off the year always kind of going in this direction about what is creativity. Creativity is using your brain power to come up with, to solve problems, creative new ways to solve problems. And that's what we do in art. We solve problems. And who doesn't need to be a better problem solver?
Right.
I mean, kids, adults, middle schoolers, high schoolers alike, we need to learn how to solve our problems. And that's what art does. And I tell them that the great thing about art class, as opposed to other classes, is that there's no wrong answer in art. Mm-hmm. If you're doing a math problem, 2 + 2 is always going to be 4. And if you don't get 4, you're wrong. And I'm so sorry you're wrong, but you're wrong.
Right.
But if I tell you to paint a picture of your family might be looking like all kinds of different things. You might paint it realistically. You might paint it abstract. You might just be lines and squiggles. It might be shapes. It might not be. You might choose to use paint or pencil or pen. And that's the beauty about art class is that while I give you all the same directions, I'm going to end up with 900 different pieces of art. Yeah. And they're mm-hmm. all going to look different. And they're sure. all going to be relatively related to that person. You can look at a person's art and tell something about them. Yes. Like, oh, I understand this about you just from looking at what you created.
Right.
And I think that's very
I think if there's
powerful.
One word to sum up art in that way, and the way that JC has also described it is that it is unique mm-hmm. in every sense of the word, right? Dr. Eller, last word for you.
And I would just say, how neat is it that both of these are alum?
Yes. Oh, that's very true.
From Sylacauga High School.
2011
yes.
and 2021.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Coming back and sharing their craft
yeah.
with, you know, future
Absolutely.
Aggies.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's a special, that's such a special perspective that you have coming back to your school that you graduated from and giving back to the community mm-hmm. and to those students. So kudos to you.
Yes.
For sure.
We just so appreciate all the work that you do and each and every day with our students and giving them an opportunity to be inspired mm-hmm. and fostering that creativity because we know that's what they need.
Absolutely.
Yes.
JC Reams, Brooke Garrett, thank you so much for being here.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.